and gentlemen, the American Broadcasting Company brings to its entire network one of radio's most unusual programs.
I know you're going to dig this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Darren G, with my co-host, Raja T and Nikki Steele, and we are once again in the G-Spot, and it's my favorite time of the day. I get some questions from our lovely listeners, and I think we have some good ones today. I mean, I don't really know because I don't screen them, and I'm just, you know, whatever. They're thrown at me just as is. Unscripted.
I have a good one.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah. Last time I said I had a good one,
she never called me back.
Anyways.
So, Reggie wrote in.
Reggie?
Reggie.
That's a bullshit name.
R-E-G-G-I-E. Reggie.
No, Reggie.
Reggie.
When is? You don't even buy the name of Reggie.
I don't know anyone now with the name Reggie, but it's here.
That's a bullshit name again. Okay,
well, Reggie says, I am worried that my wife might be cheating on me because she told me that after work, she had a drink with a man she works with. I don't trust her. What should I do, Darren?
Okay, this is a problem for me personally. And I don't want to make it a personal thing, but I'm going to. If your thought process is she's cheating on you, she is. If you feel that way, believe me. I've been there twice.
Whoa, hold on.
Hold on, wait, no, let me finish.
Paranoia.
No, not paranoia. I've been there twice with the wife going out for drinks afterwards, and next thing you know, they're having an affair. If he feels it in his gut that she's having an affair, I'm going to lean towards there's some truth to that. Now, she can say it's just a male friend and blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. That always leads to somewhere because our society now is different. It's different. You have all these different, you know, sites and this and that, Ashley Madison, and do whatever the hell you want. He's got legitimate concerns. He really does.
Thank goodness for the liberal woman.
I will be liberal and tell you what I think.
First of all,
she is offering the information to you. So she's telling you where she is and what she's doing. Yes, anything can come of a drink and move forward, and it can blossom into something else. I agree. But it can also blossom at work in the bathroom. It can be anywhere. It doesn't matter. She's telling you what she's doing.
Of course.
So I think that what is the best thing here is, again, the communication. I have male friends, okay? I don't fuck these people. They're my friends. I like male people. First of all, they are very down to earth. They're men. They give you a different perspective on life. They have a different outlook. They're not catty. They're not chatty. It's something that's nice to have around
you. It is. But in the world of infidelity and cheating, the rule of thumb is this. If you feel that your spouse is cheating on you, there's a good chance that they are. Because something had to lead you to believe that in the first place.
I agree with that part.
Listen, I wish Reggie would ask me. I tell Reggie to smarten up.
Reggie is going to ask us because I think we're going to start getting all of our write-ins to come in.
I want them in. Especially because the phony name's Reggie. Reggie Jackson,
Reggie,
buddy.
Reggie need to smarten up and grow a set of balls and act like a man. If he's with his wife, he's with the wife, and she wants to go out and have drinks, go ahead. I've had drinks with Steele. It's nothing to happen there.
Nothing. Right.
You know what? Trust your woman. But the real question is, he should be asking himself, does he trust himself?
Well, see, the problem is this. He's thinking in his mind, so maybe there's more to the story that we don't know.
Well, I agree with you. He's insecure.
He could be insecure. Yeah, he could very well be insecure, but there's probably more to the story that we don't know.
You know what? When you're with somebody, when you're married to somebody or you're in a committed relationship, there has to be a certain level of trust. There has to be a certain level of honesty. But truly, I will say to you, after 20-odd years, 30 years, you know what? Little things happen here and there. I was at a party once, and my husband was actually there, and I was really drinking, and this guy was playing this game with this girl, and they were doing shots. And then she looked at me and she went, "You kiss him too." My husband was 2 feet away. I went, "Okay." Like sometimes your thought is just a little bit loose, you know? And I really do at this point think that society needs to loosen up a little bit, you know? Your heart and where you are every day is what matters. That's what I'm thinking.
True. But I was once 90 days into a marriage. 90 days. Not 90 years, but 90 days. And at that time, my wife's with me. She's hanging out with her boss and blah, blah, blah. They're going out. I didn't care because, you know what? I was a trusting guy. I'd go out. I sit at home, had cigars. Guys would come over, watch the hockey game. Next thing you know, someone says to me, a family member says to me, "Your wife's going out for drinks with her boss all the time and coming home. 2 a.m. on a school night. So, yeah, she had an affair. So let's wrap this up. Okay, this can go either way. Maybe he's insecure. Maybe he's not. Reggie, phony name, Reggie Jackson. If I were you, I would communicate with your wife. Ask her point blank. Are you happy in the marriage? Is it just a friendly thing? Find out. Don't let it go. You're listening to the show. I'm Darren G. This is the G-Spot here with Roger T and Nikki Steele. We'll be right back.
I'd follow her.
I know some good people, too.